The Massachusetts legislature is considering whether to significantly expand gambling for the first time since Las Vegas-style casinos were legalized in the state in 2011. 2 days of hearings are underway at the State House that will focus on whether Massachusetts should allow wagering on sports events, and if so, in what form should it take. The Joint Committee on Economic Development and Emerging Technologies will hear from stakeholders, including the state's casino operators, online fantasy sports companies, the state lottery, the Massachusetts Gaming Commission, Major League Baseball, and the NBA. On Wednesday, the committee will take testimony from the general public.
It's very complicated.
Democratic State Senator Eric Lesser of Longmeadow, the co-chair of the committee, has been trying to tamp down speculation that a bill might be passed in time for people to place legal wagers during the upcoming football season.
I think in Massachusetts, we want to be deliberate. We want to be thorough. And I think we want to make sure that we have a product and a law that's fashioned that takes all of these nuances into consideration.
In addition to the basic question of whether sports betting should be legalized and where and how bets should be placed, Lesser said there are other issues: a tax rate, ensuring the integrity of the wagers, and whether the sports league should be compensated for putting on the events people are placing bets on.
And there are potentially enormous social consequences to the decisions that are made. So we're going to be deliberate and we're going to be judicious about how we approach it.
The move towards sports betting came as a result of a 2018 U.S. Supreme Court ruling that struck down a federal law that had banned sports betting except in Nevada. 8 states, including Rhode Island, currently allow sports betting, and more, including New York and Connecticut, are moving toward it. Earlier this year, Republican Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker filed a bill to legalize sports betting at the state's casinos and online with fantasy sports operators, such as Boston-based DraftKings. Baker initially said he would like the legislature to act before the August recess, but last week he acknowledged that was unlikely.
It's a big decision, and I get the legislature's desire to have a traditional committee process, hearings, deliberations, input from a whole bunch of different parties. That's typically the way they make decisions on stuff like this, and I respect that.
Baker included $35 million in revenue from sports betting in his fiscal year 2020 state budget to be earmarked as local aid. But sports betting revenue was not included in the state budget bills passed by the House and Senate. While the state's casinos have lobbied for legal sports betting, it is not calculated to have a big impact on their bottom line. MGM Springfield President Mike Mathis has described a sports book as an amenity that would attract more people to visit the casino.
We want to make sure that there's a sense of urgency because of the impact that it'll have on the business as well as for the Commonwealth in terms of keeping that business in the state.
In testimony prepared for delivery at the committee hearing, the operators of the state's 3 casinos, MGM Springfield, Encore Boston Harbor, and Plain Ridge Park, said the casinos should partner with online fantasy sports companies to offer legal sports wagering in Massachusetts. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.